Good morning and welcome to On the Ground IPSY. This is a regular segment on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm Patrick Campion, and with me is Concentrate Media's embedded reporter, Brianna Kelly. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back. This was kind of a secret this week. We didn't talk in advance about what you were reporting on this week, but can we do the big reveal now? What was the topic?
We can. The topic is 734 Brewing Company. It's opening up at 15 East Cross Street.
What day are they opening?
June 2nd.
All right.
So Saturday.
Now we're all in the know, and we're going to meet some of the guys from 734 Brewing Company this morning. The people behind the ideas and the business side of things.
Yes.
Who are all IPSY residents, some of them multi-generational, so they've got a little bit of street cred in Ypsilanti. But first, let's talk. We can find you at concentratemedia.com. Facebook.com is ConcentrateA2.
Yep.
Instagram?
Concentrate Media.
And Twitter.
On Twitter, yeah.
All right, Concentrate Media on those. Mm-hmm. All right. And the general idea here is what? Tell me again.
So I'm an embedded reporter. It means I'm living and working in the community, connecting with residents and seeking out story ideas. So we're trying to highlight a lot of the positive and wonderful things that are happening in IPSY.
And it's not staying away from the problems in Ypsilanti. It's just putting focus on the people that are working to make Ypsilanti better across the spectrum.
Right.
Little things, big things, businesses, private stuff, public stuff, everything in between.
Yep.
So let's welcome in our three guests from 734 Brewing Company. We've got Alex, Patrick, and Brian. And if you're keeping track, Alex is on the left-hand side of your radio dial, and Patrick's in the middle. I'm also Patrick, so I'm behind you right now. And Brian's to your right. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Alex, Patrick, and Brian. So first, Patrick, you were the founder, right?
Yes.
All right, so we're going to start with you. Why 734 Brewing Company? You know, what was the spark of this idea, and what led you to want to found this new institution in Ypsilanti?
Well, so Brian and I actually brewed our first batch of homebrew together. We got our stuff at Bell's General Store when we were students at Western Michigan. I kept going after that. I moved to Arizona, and I just kept brewing, and my system got bigger and bigger, and people, you know, they would always put in like, hey, you should open a brewery.
All right, and so Patrick and Brian, you got together, you brewed. What was your first brew?
An Irish Red?
I think it was an Irish Red, yeah.
And how wonderful was it?
It was pretty good. Surprisingly.
Yeah. Really, really? All right, so you started small batch with an Irish Red, and now we've progressed. I'm assuming you're going to be doing a little more than that with
a little bigger.
With the new brewing company. What was the in-between? How did you go? How do you go from a home brew to let's make this brewery?
Well, so I'll tell you how we got the name as part of the story. So I've just been, you know, I wanted to start kegging because I got tired of doing bottles, and things got bigger, and now I have like 12 kegs in my basement that I'm trying to fill all the time. And I moved back here to be closer to family and reconnected with these guys. Not that we ever really lost touch, but I started thinking more and more like, I want to give something back to IPSY. I want to give them something. I want to contribute something good, something to be proud of, the community can be proud of. And I was thinking about a name. And as I was in Arizona and in Kalamazoo, I always had my same cell phone number. And I started with 734. So it was like a tiny piece of my identity. and I just decided that that's what I wanted to roll with. So
why IPSY for you, Brian?
It's kind of a no-brainer. I mean, I grew up here. My family's from here, going back five generations. And I don't see how I couldn't, how we couldn't do IPSY.
Tell me a little bit about you know, the process to go from an idea of, hey, we want to do this, to a grand opening, which is occurring on Saturday, or maybe not so grand because Alex won't be there, but a opening of sorts on Saturday. How do you bridge between those two?
Blood, sweat, and tears.
That was the voice of Alex, one of the business guys here. But anybody kind of jump in here.
I think it's a slippery slope. Like I was planning the thing sort of on my own, and I would kind of like toss ideas off these guys here and there. But I think what really did is I started looking for a space. I planned to spend some money, and when I found the space, that's when I knew that it had to happen. We signed the lease, and or I signed the lease, and then there's no turning back.
How long has this been going on?
About 2 years.
Okay. All right. So not too bad. I mean, that's pretty short in the grand scheme of things from idea to realization. Alex, how did you get involved in this? Did Patrick kind of just drag in?
Yeah. I mean, we kind of joke about this, but, you know, the three of us have been friends now for about 15 years. And when Patrick first moved back from Arizona, we were spending a lot of time going to breweries all over the state. And I think we probably spent the better part of a year every single Saturday doing that. And so I was always on the fringes of this business idea. And then so when Patrick started to launch this, he's pulled both Brian and I in for various reasons on expertise. So,
at some point, does somebody do a SWOT analysis? That's really all I want to know here.
Yeah, several, actually.
All right. Yeah, we did even better. Yeah. We went right to finding out what was lacking in both the craft beer industry and in Ypsilanti. And what we pinpointed really was that the product doesn't have a mass appeal. It appeals to a certain demographic, and to the exclusion almost of a lot of other folks. And to some degree, the Depot Town area has become a little bit like that. It's not quite reflective of all the diversity in town.
So what's 734 Brewing going to do differently?
The primary thing is we basically looked at what are the reasons why, you know, different people aren't entering into the industry and what are the barriers, and we just start chopping those down one after one. One of those being pricing. So we're going to be priced at $3-4 a pint, which is 40-50% lower than anywhere else. And that should kind of bridge the gap between someone who, let's say, drinks Bud Light at $2.75 a pint on happy hour. If you're going to have to pay another $4 for a beer that you've never tried before, the value might not be there. So let them try it first, and don't let price be a barrier.
So does that mean you're using different materials or brewing using different methods, or are you just...
We are actually businessing using different methods.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think the primary way that we're thinking about this is that everything from the operations all the way up. So there's a lot of literature, especially on like the Toyota production system and some of these other things that are very operationally efficient. And so we start really from that basis point, and all of those points get incorporated into our brew process. So, for example, we're doing just-in-time inventory management, which is something that a lot of breweries don't do. We're brewing to demand. We're not, you know, over-indexing on that. And so it really is a conscious decision at every step of the process in order to get us to our final result.
And the final result being something that's accessible to just about anybody in the community should you want to come in and sample your local wares.
Price-wise, absolutely. So we'll just take the processes and every step in the process, and if it doesn't add value to the customer, we'll try to minimize it to the extent possible. The other thing is the environment. You know, it's one thing to welcome everyone, and it's another thing to invite everyone. And we're trying to be inviting and not just accepting anyone who comes in. So one of the things is the music. There's some ubiquity in kind of hipster joints where you'll hear the same kind of music playing, whether it's a coffee shop or a brewery or a, I don't know, a knick-knack shop. I don't know what people are doing these days. But we're going to try to remove some of that, bring back some of our high school dance favorites, some light R&B and hip-hop, and that'll be playing all the time. So people will feel like, okay, this is for me, and I can come here and feel comfortable.
All right, so what's going to be there besides the craft brews? What else can we look forward to?
Well, so we're making an apple wine, which is a popular one. But we're also hosting local artists. So our current artist is Jason Johnson. He's got 4 works there. They're huge and they're great. We're hoping that by helping to involve some other communities, we'll get those people to come.
Live music at all, maybe?
Maybe in the future. Mm-hmm. But one of the primary things that we're offering, which it was actually one of the reasons that we started, we have the saying that everyone deserves the best. And one of the reasons that we made the environment the way it is, so it's really beautiful. The finishes are really good. I don't think we really went cheap on much of anything.
Mm-hmm. Even though I wanted
say that
to.
Again.
Yeah.
I can see the business cringing going on a little bit there.
But, and we wanted to just give a beautiful space to Ipsy, and knowing the price point that folks in Ipsy are at, we didn't want to feel like just because of that you have to have a lesser experience. And we've had people come in, and I'm sure they didn't mean anything by it, but they say, oh, this place looks like it could be in Ann Arbor. And, you know,
I'm sure. But it's not. It's in Ypsilanti.
Right. I'm sure they mentioned it in a good way. But
what is the location? What was it previously? Do you know a little bit of history there?
Oh, yeah. So it started in the 20s, 1920s, of course, as like a mechanics shop, an auto garage. And they expanded a few different times. It's been a retail space basically since then.
All right, 734 Brewing Company. The opening is on Saturday. This is an Ipsy business.
Saturday, June 2nd.
Saturday, June 2nd. An Ipsy business by, sorry, I keep saying this Saturday,
yeah,
but it is not
Saturday.
For a week and a half. An Ipsy business founded by Ipsy residents. Brianna, thanks for covering this
Thank
this week.
You.
I'm sure Doug got some good pictures. You can see them at WEMU.org. On the Ground Ypsilanti. We'll be back in 2 weeks on 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.